Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Glad you've tuned in. 93.3 Freedom 93, our home station. We have in studio today our good friend, Louis Garcia, will be with us here in the hour, talking about big brothers, big sisters, and all that they do around town. Tim Linnefeld is here, the Linnefeld Sports Report, and our very own social maven of Tallahassee, Dina Mims, will join us for Dina Talks Tally. Stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years, and by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tinting.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we are talking with Louis Garcia today, who is the CEO for Big Bend, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Big Bend, and that does so many different parts of that whole job. I mean, everything from writing newsletters to attending various programs around town, meeting with editorial boards at the newspaper, and just out there doing the job. And what is that job? I mean, this is an organization that started back in 1904, believe it or not. So for over a century, here you have Big Brothers, Big Sisters, just trying to have a positive influence in a kid's life and bringing to them someone who will mentor them for a number of years. And these folks who serve as Big Sisters, Big Brothers, it really is a life commitment. And Louis will be telling us a little bit more about that as we go into the latter portion of our show. But, you know, if you think about it, organizations like this that do so much behind the scenes, that are constantly there providing the supplemental, even the surrogate parts of what it means to learn to be successful, learn to be a participating, contributing person in this world. I mean, that's kind of what we want all of our families to do, but some families find themselves limited or unable, disabled in some fashion, or dysfunctional. And so you got an organization here that works pretty hard, it seems to me, to make that all come about. In the news this week, you know, we've had some tough news. This young Deer Lake Middle School science teacher who was killed tragically, and still trying to peel back the layers of the onion on that one, figure out what went wrong. Clearly, she made a wrong turn. The latest reports we've had is that safety officials are trying to figure out how she made a decision to take the wrong ramp and effectively ended up going west in an eastbound lane and hit this bus. There were injuries involved there. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Certainly a story that we want to be able to follow up. I know that there's a lot of folks in this community that were touched by that story, and those directly who were students and parents and fellow teachers out there at Deer Lake Middle School. We certainly send our condolences and our thoughts and prayers for all of those who have been directly affected by this tragedy. We are in the business of bringing you even more of what we love about this town, and so that's why we like to talk with people who know what's going on. Dina Mims with us in this hour, as Dina will be talking tally. One of those events happened this week, the TMH Gala. They're at the Civic Center, their annual biggest fundraiser of the year. And Maroon 5 was there in concert. If you missed that, there are highlights available online. Various websites will be able to show you some of that. And we know, of course, that they contribute not only in terms of medical assistance and health care and much-needed medical care for the community, but as well employ a number of folks, one of the biggest employers in town. So we're always happy to know that TMH Foundation and Tallahassee Memorial Hospital are doing well. So there you go, folks. That's what's happening in our view of the world for this week, and we want to make sure that we bring you the news going on with sports as well. So we have asked our very own Tim Linnefelt to join us, the Linnefelt Sports Report. He's standing by. By the way, for those of you who are paying attention, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, and our good friend over there at La Fiesta, Pedro Hernandez, will be looking forward to having you join him and his very able crew, La Fiesta Restaurant up there on Appalachia Parkway. Give a shout out to our friend Pedro. So for Cinco de Mayo, there's a great spot right there in the center of town, so to speak, the La Fiesta Restaurant on the Parkway. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. Here from Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And here we have Tim Linnefelt, our very own, very capable, contributive sports reporter, bringing us all that's going on. The Linnefelt Sports Report. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
Lots going on in men's baseball over there at Florida State. What's the story?
Well, they got the big three-game set this weekend with UCF, a little reprieve from ACC play since a lot of teams take off for finals week. But the UCF series is always fun because you know, there's a lot of talent in baseball teams in the state of Florida. It's not just Florida, Florida State, and Miami. UCF's got a nice team. They're usually a fixture in the top 25. And anytime you get a team like that that wants to come up here, it's FSU. It means a lot for them to get a win. It means a lot for them to come into Dick Houser Stadium and play well and sort of show that they're on equal footing with one of the big schools, if you will. So these games, they sometimes get a little chippy, a little heated. A lot of times you'll see you know, UCF kind of try to mess with the heads of some of the Florida State players.
And, they got nothing to lose, everything to win.
Exactly. So it should be a pretty fun atmosphere.
Eye of the Tiger.
And some good news for the baseball team. I was over there earlier this week, and leadoff hitter and right fielder Josh Delf is he's back at practice. Coach Martin said he's not going to play this week, but he's a guy that about a month ago came down with a case of meningoencephalitis. I think I'm saying that right.
Scary.
It really is.
Just the name of it.
Yeah, he was. I think he was in the hospital in Miami for 3 days, and at TMH for another 10. So this is pretty serious stuff.
So he like almost died.
I don't know how close he actually came to that, but but just sort of looking around trying to research it, it can be a pretty fatal thing. So, but he's back out there. They're really relieved to have him. Mike Martin said that they're hoping to ease him back into the lineup, maybe as a designated hitter at first, and then get him back fully in the next couple of weeks. But you know, health and human concerns aside, if he's feeling healthy, that's great news for them. He is their leadoff hitter. He's one of their better guys at hitting left-handed pitching, even though he is a lefty. He'll be a pretty big boost. And then just, I think, you know, the boost that comes with for a team seeing one of their fallen comrades, so to speak, make his way back into the lineup, it'll be a really nice thing for them.
So when we look at Florida State football, we know where Mr. Trickett will not be and where he apparently will be. What's then going to happen for us? Who's going to get the nod, do you think?
Well, I don't think anything's changed. I think that that Jameis Winston kind of, you know, separated himself pretty clearly in that spring game, and truthfully probably did it in the weeks before the spring game and spring practice. I don't, you know, Clint's decision to leave, I don't think that was based on just one day.
Okay.
You know, it's not he had a good day and I didn't. I think, you know, they see things. And look, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did.
And he's from West Virginia originally.
When his dad, Rick, who's currently here at FSU, was an assistant when Clint was kind of growing up. He tweeted the other day that he couldn't be more excited to play for the state that he loves. I think he considers West Virginia home. more than anything. He came down here when he was a high schooler, but I think West Virginia is where his roots are. So
right.
when as soon as he announced that he was transferring, I think we all kind of thought that West Virginia was the odds-on favorite. And, you know, I think he'll do well there. I really do. That's a quarterback-friendly system. You know, a lot of passes, a lot of I don't want to say easy throws, but it's designed for quarterbacks to be successful. You saw that with Geno Smith, who ended up being the second quarterback taken in the NFL draft a couple weeks ago.
Mr. Tim Linnefelt, the Linnefelt Sports Report. Thanks for being with us, Tim.
Sure.
Brought to you today by Shaw's Athletics, where you can get those shoes that doctors recommend. Shaw's Athletics up there in Market Square.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help. Throughout the entire ordeal, they were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
He is the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Tallahassee. Luis Garcia is our guest this morning. Thank you, Luis, for joining us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
How are you, sir?
I'm outstanding. Thank you, Brian.
Outstanding in your field, they say.
That's right.
You got to come indoors. So start the show with cheesy humor. Gee, why is that so familiar? So, Luis, your part in all of this is to be that guy who... gets to sign off on everything and tell everybody else they're doing a great job. What do you do with your time?
What do I do with my time? Well, there's a plethora of things. It's being part of this wonderful community. Most of my time is spent at Big Brothers Big Sisters and just finding ways to help more kids achieve success. And that's just a part of my life philosophy as a father, as a husband. Everything we do is doing things for the right reasons and treating our community well. And
let's talk about Big Brothers. Some facts and figures here. Give us a sense of the scope of this organization. Who do you serve and how many and that kind of stuff?
We've been in Tallahassee going on 42 years. And it's part of an organization, a national organization that's been around for almost 110 years. And our presence in the Big Bend serving 8 counties... It means we reach about 350 kids each year with a one-to-one mentor, and that means about 350 volunteers have a meaningful experience and are giving back to the community, many more who contribute in different ways and participate in schools and school districts and businesses, and we're all here looking to make an impact, a positive impact. And
so particularly the kids that you're providing for in this way, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, is fair to say a mentoring sort of program?
Absolutely. It is, the core is one-to-one mentoring. We want longer, we want stronger relationships, because the longer the relationship lasts, the more influence on that child and the change in trajectory in their life. And we know that the outcomes from that is just immense.
And who are these kids? Where are they coming from?
Kids are coming from all over, all sorts of home lives, all sorts of neighborhoods, all sorts of schools. The majority, if you look at data, are youth who are in low-income homes. Most of the majority, above 80%, are in a single parent or guardian home. And these are great families, great kids. The moms or grandmas, predominantly, they're just looking for some help. They're looking. They want the best for their kids. Okay. They want their child to succeed.
So they seek you out.
They come to us. We rarely do any recruiting of youth.
How do they find you?
we have the benefit of having a really recognizable brand name. So when they think of, oh, how can I get some help for my kid? There's a lot of wonderful resources in town, and we're one of them they find and call and try and get on our waiting list.
42 years in the running, you might imagine that people know
that's right.
that you're there.
And I'll tell you, you mentioned that and why parents come to us. One of our strongest philosophies is trust and safety. And so they know with that kind of recognition that we're going to screen and find the right person to spend alone time with their child. That's a huge responsibility for us.
Yeah. So the mentoring aspects of this include the idea that that child has someone who is in some way not surrogate, but a supplement to the home life they may have, right? So they're there to kind of be in the gap. Would that be fair?
That's right. There's plenty of our mentors are filling gaps, especially with the boys who don't have any male influences. And it is another perspective. I would guess to say that a lot of the families that come to us don't have anyone in their family that have a college degree or maybe even a high school degree. And so giving that perspective, that introduction to the world from through a mentor is really valuable. You know, kid may grow up not knowing what college is, and they could be living two blocks from the FSU campus or FAMU campus and not understand that concept.
And isn't that something?
Yeah, so a mentor just says, hey, let's go to campus. Let's check it out. Let's go to a ball game.
Yeah.
And then talk about their experience getting an education.
That raises a very interesting thought that so many times we find people, whether they are children, adolescents, or adults, that are within reach of, let's say, tactically speaking, they drive by it or they walk by it every day, but they don't know how to access any of that that might be a resource for them.
That's right, and many probably even work on those campuses doing very important jobs, and that access, it's the influence when they're in high school. To know okay, there's many steps you got to take to prepare to not only graduate high school, not only get admitted to college, but then get past that first year of college where 79% of kids from poverty are dropping out because of all the pressures and not having the right support systems. They're more valuable working a minimum wage job at home to take care of siblings at that moment than they are investing in a college degree.
We're talking about big brothers, big sisters here, folks. Luis Garcia, the CEO, and how long have you been with them?
This summer will be 4 years as CEO in Tallahassee, but it's my eighth year with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
So you're not a native of Tallahassee then, huh?
I am not. I was planted here because my wife was born and raised in Tallahassee.
Well, look at that. There we go.
That's right. And when we started having kids, it was natural to come home and be around family.
Yeah. And have you, for your career professionally, had an interest in this kind of work? So 8 years with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, have you been involved in this kind of social service, we'll call it, work before? What were you doing in your other life?
You might think that I had this drive and vision my whole life. I grew up and never volunteered for anything. I didn't give back to the community. I didn't
right
care.
With you.
Nothing. And even in college, I wanted to be an advertising exec. I got an advertising degree. And
it's not all it's cracked up to be, let me tell you.
And I got this great job in the residence halls, in the dorms, and became an RA. And while at that moment it was great socially and great to have a free dorm room and a meal plan, it turned into a 13-year career for me managing residence halls.
Look at that.
And it was great because I found somewhat of a calling. I gravitated to the students who didn't have it easy in college. Yeah, they had to work full-time jobs.
Yeah.
They didn't have extra money to spend. They weren't in all the social clubs. They were working their tails off.
Very interesting.
And there came a point where I wanted to feed my entrepreneurial inner demons and said, I want to run a business somehow. And I went back to school, got another degree in entrepreneurship and had no idea what to do with that.
Wow.
Had no product, no idea, nothing. And just serendipitously, Big Brothers, Big Sisters got a great job and knew right away it was a career organization and I could run a business, but have a meaningful product and outcome and something positive for the community.
So that way you sort of married these two ideas.
That's right.
Here you were, a person who had been curating or caring for others and connecting, especially with students who needed a bit more encouragement and support, and then took that and applied it within this organization.
That's right. That's right.
Given your passion for business and organizational issues.
I enjoy that, bringing it together, and you won't catch me doing a kumbaya moment often. What you'll catch me talking about
We'll do
that later. Perfect.
Sure. In fact, coming up after the break, folks, you want to make sure you stay tuned for the kumbaya moment with Lewis and Brian here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. And we're going to learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters here in our community for their part in mentoring and providing mentorship opportunities. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, Tallahassee Talks with Dina Talks Tally. How are you, Miss Mims?
I'm great today. How are you?
We are so happy that you are here because we're going to learn more about all the neat places to see and be seen. What's going on?
You know, it's not as packed as the last couple of weekends, but there's a lot of fun things. So, you know my love for little dogs. Who out there loves a little dog? Raise your hand.
Ta-da!
Thank you. In honor of my little dog, Jack, who is a Chihuahua, every year we look forward to the Chihuahua Paseo, which means parade. It's happening at Mission St. Louis. It's a Chihuahua parade and costume contest, and the cool thing about it is it's really kind of a meet and greet. You bring your picnic and you bring the kids out, and it is hilarious because you have purebreds. You have dogs who would like to be Chihuahuas. You have dogs who only resemble a Chihuahua in the most passing sense of being a canine. You have costumes.
I'm going to interrupt you. There is no way in the world any dog wants to be a Chihuahua.
Oh, they do.
I'm
this
sorry.
Time of year for the parade.
Yeah, like they
want
to be a cocktail snack.
Well, there's no big dogs allowed. I don't think it's mostly little dogs who are coming in to celebrate their heritage at St. Louis Mission.
Okay.
It's from 10 to noon today. And what a fun time. Even if you don't have a dog to bring, I'm telling you, it's hilarious. The little dogs get very scared and very excited. Mine frothed at the mouth when because he was so excited and he had a little t-shirt on that had his picture on it. You're going to see little cowboys and you're going to see little Mexican dancers.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get carried away.
We're moving on.
10 to noon, sponsored by Pet Paradise, Bark Busters, El Mercado, the shop at St. Louis, and really they're going to win a Native American themed contest. I just have to say that. So all breeds are welcome. Costumes are optional. Come on out. It's free. For active duty military, adults are 5, seniors are 3, and little kids are 2. So bring some donations and come on out and enjoy the Chihuahuas.
What else you got?
Hey, that was my favorite. All right, tonight, just when you're done with that, you'll have time to go home and change and get dressed up and go to the Kentucky Derby Gala from 4:30 to 8 at the Antique Car Museum.
That's cool.
Yeah, it benefits Leon Advocacy and Resource Center.
Right.
And, you know, they're the ones who put people in managed homes, and they help them find jobs and things like that, the folks with disabilities who need a little extra assistance.
Right.
They're going to have Pure Platinum there. They're going to have a buffet with Kentucky desserts. How do bourbon balls and whiskey
Sweet.
Cake sound?
Sweet.
Yeah. Silent auction, prizes for the winners, and you're going to watch Kentucky Derby as viewed on the big screen TV.
Okay.
Those tickets are $50 a person or a table of 8 at $40.
Okay.
Don't think it's too late for you to go. And I don't want you to forget what we mentioned last week, Sinkhole de Mayo.
Yes.
Just because that tickles me just as much to talk about as the Paseo.
Hmm.
That's going to be at Wakulla Springs State Park, and it's celebrating Viva Florida 500. So you have Paseo, You have Carlos and Carlos. You have short walks around the sinkhole, and you'll really learn what goes into make our spring healthy, what the status of it is now, and what you can do.
Very cool.
The tickets are $25 and $15 for kids, and it's presented by Friends of Wakulla State Park.
And?
The last thing, I always want to throw in something business-oriented, and gosh, this benefits us all. At the Village Square, those of you who haven't attended, you're missing something we have that's really special here. This week's program is Fast Forward Tallahassee. Now, that's being held May 6th, which is Monday, from 5:30 to 7:30, and it's free and open to the public. It's going to include a look at what's new in our town and what's coming, innovation on campus, meaning Eric Barron will be there to talk about that, the new project happening at Lake Ella. I didn't know there was one. What's happening downtown? Maybe we can figure out what those twin tower shafts are at the corner of Monroe and Tennessee.
Yes.
We're going to talk about what draws visitors to Tallahassee, what's cutting edge in our businesses and our nonprofits. And you can bring your own takeout or enjoy food from the food trucks. It costs you nothing to be part of the conversation.
Wow.
And know what's going on. And you can find out more at tothevillagesquare.org.
There you go. Dina Talks Tally, our very own Dina Mims. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Dina Talks Tally brought to you by Wooden Glass, providing shower enclosures and storefront glass for over 60 years. Wooden Glass, the first name in glass replacement.
See you there.
So we're talking with Luis Garcia, who is trying to do his very best in carrying on a reasonable conversation with somebody who doesn't seem to have it all together this morning, folks. I'm sorry, okay? But I'm trying to keep this going between the lines. What we've learned thus far about this organization, not only has it been a part of our community now 40-plus years, 42 to be exact, for your part, Luis, the 4 years you've been involved, some changes have gone on. I think you've seen some advances there with the organization. Talk about that.
Well, sure. It was neat to join the Big Brothers Big Sisters in 2009, which you might remember wasn't the greatest economic times or the beginning of a really bad economy.
Yeah.
But actually, I saw that as a window of opportunity where let's get this place on a great path. Let's strengthen our presence in the community and let's start investing in the future workforce and future success. And so, yeah, we've seen a growth in revenues. We've seen a growth in the number of children served. And with more visibility, we've seen a growth of volunteers wanting to be mentors, and we're figuring out what to do and how to give them that experience.
Do you find that a lot of the folks that are serving as mentors, as big brothers and big sisters themselves, come back to you repeatedly? Are they there for the long haul, or is it more of a short-term experience, you think?
We have, from the beginning, we set expectations that you need to be here and commit to this child. Because if research shows if a mentor's in their life for less than a year, there's actually damage developmentally and emotionally to that child.
Yeah.
So right off, we ask for at least a year commitment and hope and expect more. Right now, our longest match, Mr. Ben Graybar, has been with his little brother going on 9 years.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, we had a big brother, Mr. Dick Kane, who was with his little brother for 12 years and watched him graduate high school.
Wow.
But overall, he was a big brother for 19 years in a row.
Wow.
So people more often than not come back and say, this is so meaningful to me. I think I'm getting more out of this than a kid. And we hear that a lot.
Well, in fact, Ben and I, that's how I first discovered the work you were doing. And that goes back several years ago. And Ben, who is a good friend and a friend of the show, he's been on before repeatedly, he talked about his personal experience and how rewarding it was. And, of course, doing his part not only in relation to his little brother, but in trying to help encourage folks to give more generously or to get involved in the organization. Mm-hmm. And that was my first introduction. And
that's
I can tell you, just hearing his accounting of what it's been like for him was motivating.
Sure.
I found myself taken in with, wow, what a great opportunity to have such a marvelous contribution in someone's life.
That's right. And
it's unusual.
I appreciate hearing that. And it doesn't take a superhero. It's not someone that's coming in and...
Well, Ben is certainly not.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben, my God, are you kidding me? He's a banker.
Yeah, well, maybe on the golf course he may be a superhero. but it's showing up. It's showing up when you say you're going to be there. It's giving those words of encouragement. It's giving a nudge to do homework, do well in school.
Luis Garcia, our guest this morning, talking about big brothers, big sisters. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We look forward to having you stay with us. Coming up after the break, we're going to learn more about how this organization sees the future. I want to find out from you, what does that future look like? Not just for big brothers, big sisters, but for this community. And you certainly have been here long enough to have some perspective on that. A lot of changes going on around town, folks, and I want to know more from Lewis what he thinks about that. And, of course, we want to know what you think about that. That's what we're all about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is here because we want to know what you're talking about. We'll be right back.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here at Freedom 93 on a Saturday morning. We are glad you have tuned in. We're so happy to have with us Luis Garcia, the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Tallahassee. 42 years in running.
That's right.
And you don't look like you're that old, but I'll say, no, he's only been with the local office now for 4 years, but you said you'd been with Big Brothers Big Sisters for 8 years.
That's right.
And you've brought to the organization then a business background, business orientation. And in that respect, we were talking before the break about, you know, funding and fundraising and all of that kind of thing. Is that where you personally spend more of your time, is just kind of keeping the dollars flowing in and making sure it's being handled correctly?
Yes, that's a big part of it, is relationships and who the dollars coming in, who the champions that are associated with us, the partnerships in the community with other people doing great things. We couldn't do this without the partnerships with the school, with Leon County Schools, with other organizations. Mm. And piecing it together, because with that mindset is, how can we do this more efficiently? How can we do this and maximize every penny, every dollar, every human resource we can to have the biggest impact?
And this is a this is an enterprise that is not easily measured necessarily as to the outcome. Now, then again, you've got some metrics there that you look at for your individual boys and girls, right?
We have about 25 metrics that we track on a day-to-day basis. And we're talking about yield rate, volunteer yield rates, time in processes. Our two major metrics we look at are 12-month retention rate of the match, average match length. And one of the things that we do that no other mentoring organization does is, for the life of that match, we have ongoing coaching and supervision on a monthly basis with the mentor, the kid, and the family. And so we have metrics and standards that we have to complete those monthly calls. And
that's self-imposed.
That's self-imposed as a national standard. We adhere, like a franchise, to 22 standards of practice and pay quite a bit of money to utilize that brand name.
Well, that's a comforting thought from those of us hardened, skeptical, cynical people like me, who sit back and say, humph, you know, they want all my money, and are they really doing anything? And it sounds as though you've already beat us to the chase on that question. You guys have said, look, we want to know if we're doing a good job here.
And we track it, and we adjust. And one of the things that's happening now is we have such a great mentoring retention rate. We are 20% have more active matches because they're stronger matches, they're lasting longer.
Really?
And so that just builds up our caseloads.
Do you see that happen too, where someone will mentor a child for a while and then complete, let's say, that relationship? I don't know what that looks like, mm-hmm. but I mean maybe the kid graduates from high school or college and then that's over, and then the person says, well, I'm ready for my next little brother, little sister. How does that work?
That can happen. That's why someone like Dick Kane has had three little brothers. He just kept going.
And, can you do more than one simultaneously, or do you recommend
not that? We prefer not
that?
To. Yeah. That's right. We think it's important to give that one-to-one attention.
Yeah.
And it's a commitment. We don't want to burn anyone out of the experience either.
I'll say I'm the father of four, okay? You're looking at burnout. I mean, you look it up in the dictionary. Go to Wikipedia. You'll see my photo next to burnout. It's pathetic.
Brian, I'm going to react a little bit to that. One of the things when I recruit men is they say, you know what? I got my own two little kids. You know, Ben Graybar's got
his
family.
Right? Yeah.
And after they do this or experience it, I've heard more often than not, a man will come back and say, you know what? I actually spend more time with my kids now since I've been doing this because I realize how important it is to have a father figure, to have a visible, engaged, active father.
Isn't that amazing?
And it turns into a weird dynamic, a new commitment, a new discipline to spend more time with your kids.
There you go. And as you say, women generally tend to be in that caregiving role regardless, so they get it. It's us guys who are over there out hunting and killing and dragging it back to the table that need to stop and think, wait a minute, you know, there's a little bit more to life than just providing, huh?
Sure.
Or providing materially.
Sure. And that's why we have the ongoing coaching and training. And because men are comforted by knowing there's someone that can help guide them. Our coordinators for the life of that match can answer questions, give ideas. Yeah. And on the screening end, it's set up to protect the volunteers. Our screening and intake is pretty intense. It's beyond the fingerprinting because if you think, you know who Jerry Sandusky is.
Yep, yep.
He would have passed everyone's FBI fingerprinting check before he got caught. Huh. And he probably would have been celebrated because he's part of the football program. Yeah. So based on just a fingerprint, that's a problem. Our screening, and no one else does this kind of intense screening, is an interview, two-hour interview. Uh-huh. We ask a lot of uncomfortable questions. Uh-huh. We do reference checks, family reference checks, partner reference checks, employer. We do driving history checks. We check everything. And because the parents are calling us to say, why don't you find a stranger to take my child out alone? Wow. And they have that trust in us, and that's a huge responsibility for us, and we take pride in that.
That is remarkable. And folks, you know, you stop and think about it, what Lewis has just told us about the severity, the significance of the role that they play in this. And of course, then you would have to be excessively, I would think, or you know, demandingly thorough in making sure that the people that you're bringing to this situation are of the utmost in character, and not that certainly not that any of us are perfect, but that has to do with being real, right, and being honest. But certainly we want men and women involved who, by the nature of their being, are contributing and not taking.
Sure.
They're giving and they're givers, not takers, right?
That's right. And there's no mold for the perfect mentor for us. There's a lot of backgrounds, a lot of experiences. Yeah. You know, someone who's had a tough life is a great mentor who's recovered from that tough life.
When you think of the experience, and I mean, obviously you love this job.
Absolutely.
I think I can say that. Tell me real quickly, you have one case history that just stands out in your mind that is remarkable, or a story that comes to mind when you think of the work you're doing?
There's so many, and it's one of those I can't
hard
think
to pick
right
out
away.
Just one. Huh?
I'll throw out just one. When a mom comes to us, and recently there was a grandma who said, you know, my granddaughter's complete attitude has completely changed once she's had a big sister. Huh. She's respectful. She cares about school. She does her homework. And that may seem small right now, but in the long term of life, that's going to change that child's life and that family's life forever because she has a new commitment to studying, doing her homework, and caring about other people.
Huh. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Folks, it has been such a pleasure to have Louis Garcia with us this morning talking about big brothers, big sisters in our community. Thank you, Louis.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Folks, we enjoy the fact that from week to week, we get to talk with some of the most remarkable people here on Tallahassee Talks, and we're glad that you've joined us this morning. We encourage you to do so every Saturday morning right here at 93.3 Freedom 93 in Tallahassee, because we are more interested in what you are talking about. And we found out this morning from Louis what's going on with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and that's the conversation that we want to be a part of. We encourage you to tune in again next week. We'll be right here looking for you. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.